بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Next chapter is on iman and kufr. Iman will only be regarded as correct when a person understands and accepts all that which has come to us from Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To doubt, belie and find faults or to mock any of their teachings will cause one to lose his iman. All those things which are indisputably proven from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are called zaruriyat ad-deen, the necessary part of deen. If any of these aspects are rejected, one will leave the fold of Islam. Example, to believe in the oneness and qualities of Allah Ta'ala, to believe in the angels, the heavenly scriptures, the messengers, qiyamah, taqdeer, life after death, to hold the view that salat, fasting, hajj, zakat, jihad are part of Islam and are obligatory, and to hold the view that interest, adultery, lies, etc. are forbidden. Iman is verification of the heart. In order to execute Islamic law, it is necessary to testify to it with the tongue. If a person verifies with the heart, but not verbally, he will not be regarded as a Muslim. That is in this world, in the year after Allah knows best how Allah will deal with him. The basis of iman and kufr is upon a person's end. When we leave this world, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. So how a person leaves this world. The opposite is kufr. Kufr in Sharia is the opposite of iman. To reject a single item which Nabi alayhi salam conveyed to mankind, the authenticity of which is certain and undisputable, is known as kufr. This rejection may be, number one, by the expression of the tongue, and number two, to have doubts on any of the articles of faith in the heart. So even you can't have doubt, doubt will also create kufr and disbelief. The following persons are disbelievers, a kafir. Number one who denies any attribute of Allah Ta'ala. For example, he says Allah Ta'ala is not omnipresent. Oh Allah does not have power over everything. Oh Allah does not respond to the prayer of everybody. Or does not comprehend all things. Or he says that Allah is not eternal. Allah was created. Number two, one who believes that man evolved from a monkey. Or that everything came into existence through a big bang. There was just a big bang. There was no being behind that. No being creating the whole world. There was just a big bang and something came into existence. So he'll lose his iman. Number three, one who says that he does not fear Allah Ta'ala, or one who loses hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Number four, one who doubts or denies any quality or name of Allah Ta'ala. Number five, one who prostrates to or presents an offering or sacrifice to someone other than Allah Ta'ala. Number six, one who rejects the nabuwat of any Nabi. Example, it says Nabi Musa alayhi salam is not a Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a Nabi. So every Nabi we have to believe in. Number seven, one who believes in any Nabi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, he rejects the finality of the nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that the ulama have mentioned, we heard this from Hazrat many times, that if a person comes and he claims that I'm a Nabi and you ask him what's your proof for it, because it shows you quite a bit of doubt, why you ask him what's your proof? Then you'll also lose your iman. So you can't even ask him because there's no doubt. We don't even want to discuss this thing. Number eight, one who believes any person to be equal or superior in rank to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number nine, one who speaks ill of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any other Nabi. Number ten, one who jests or mocks at any Nabi or the teachings or actions of any Nabi. Number 11, one who claims that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not deliver the complete deen for fear of certain enemies. To hold this belief is also kufr. Because Nabi alayhi salam, he was commanded, balligh ma'un, convey whatever has been revealed to you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam definitely conveyed whatever was given to him. One who claims that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's explanations of certain events and things were not in accordance with reality, but were merely to entice the message into the acceptance of Islam. Similarly, if one says mockingly, what benefit will I derive in practicing on the sunnah? Number 13, one who rejects any of the divine scriptures or claims any portion of the original divine scripture to be wrong. Now we know that the scriptures have changed of the other religions. So today if your person says we don't agree with this, this is not right, there's no problem. But in the original books, you say that some of the pastors who are not right, then also a person will lose his iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, 24th Juz, Faman Azlamu was recited, starting off with Surah Zumar. In Surah Zumar, a few pages we had done the day before. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two groups of people. One group of people are those people who lie regarding the realities. The greatest reality is the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who lies to himself regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's not prepared to accept the truth when it comes to him. So the place Jahannam is, he, who can be a bigger zalim, from an azlamu, who can be a bigger oppressor than a person? Such a simple fact, and he speaks lies, he knows also he's lying. And about the greatest reality, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other one, the other hand, the person who comes forward with the truth, and he testifies, he verifies to it, these are the people of taqwa and piety. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Whatever desires they have got, they will be able to fulfill by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Ibrahim Jawala sahab rahmah barakatuhum said that this world is not a place of desires. A person can try to fulfill his desires, it's impossible. The more you try to fulfill your desires, the more the desires will increase in a person. This world is a place to control desires. This world is a place of necessities, to fulfill necessities. Desires will be only fulfilled in the year after. Because this world is too small and our desires are never ending. There is more and more and more the desires come. So if a person tries to fulfill his desires, he will eventually reach a certain level where he'll commit suicide. He'll destroy himself. Because there is no limit for a person. The desire, your desire just wants more and more. That's why in Ramadan we are taught to fast. So you control your desires of eating and drinking and your sexual desires. So a person has to learn how to control desires. And not just to give vent to his desires. The more we vent our desires, the more it'll go out of control. So in the year after, Allah said, whatever you desire, there is a place, because you control your desires in this world, so you will be able to fulfill every desire in the year after. And this is, Allah says, this is the reward of those people who did good actions in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am not sufficient for the people, for my bandas and servants. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. They frighten you regarding anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned once, that regarding this idea that in today's time, shaitan comes and frightens a person. If you don't have insurance, what will happen to you? If a person doesn't have a life insurance, or many, many things. If my daughter doesn't go to university, what will happen to her? Her rozi and sustenance, and her husband passes away. She's not even married still, is worried about her husband passing away. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was on yaqeen. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was passing away, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu goes to visit him and wants to give him money. And Usman radiallahu anhu, he says, I don't need the money, I'm leaving this world. He said, no, for your daughters, when you pass away, it'll help and assist them with this money. He said, are you frightened about my daughters? I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a person who reads Surah Waqia every night, لَمْ تُسْتِبُ فَاقَةٌ أَبَدًا, he'll never go through poverty in life. I thought my daughter Surah Waqia, the words of Nabi alayhi wa sallam can never be wrong. My daughters can never go through poverty in life. So Allah give us that yaqeen and conviction, and we don't put our children and our daughters into such environments which destroys their haya and shame, and even to this time is destroying the iman of people. So you khawifuna, because they make you frightened. Allah said, Laysa Allahu bikafin 'abdi, is Allah not sufficient for his servants? Allah will definitely look after a person who's got yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's two groups of people now, those who believe in Allah and those who they belie the reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when they belie the reality, then when Allah's name is even taken, then they feel uncomfortable. إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, when Allah is mentioned alone, then the people who don't believe in Akhirah, their hearts start cringing and they feel uncomfortable. Anything else besides Allah ta'ala, idols and all of the other things I mentioned, suddenly they become extremely happy. Now from here, ulama say that this is regarding the kuffar, but regarding the Muslims also, unfortunately, when Allah is being mentioned, he's speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about deen, then people whose hearts are weak in the belief of Akhirah, they feel uncomfortable. They're not happy. They try to change the topic. You speak about the weather, politics, everything else, they'll be happy to speak. But when Allah is spoken about, deen is spoken about, you'll see people feel uncomfortable. They try to change that topic. Allah says, when anything else besides deen is, besides Allah is spoken about, you see how happy people become. And they will also join the discussion. This is a sign of la yu'minuna bil akhirah. A person who doesn't believe in the akhirah, or he believes, but his belief in the akhirah is extremely weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, that these people who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we grant them all our ni'mat and bounties, then they say it is only because of our knowledge, because of our intelligence. Allah said this is actually an examination for them, but most of them do not know. They did not have proper knowledge. People in the past also said the same thing. And whatever they earn in this world did not benefit them, eventually they were destroyed. But Allah says, I will give you a chance in this world, and the doors of Tawbah are opened. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O my servants, you know, ulama says that Allah is speaking to the kuffar and disbelievers also. And those servants who have committed sina, adultery and fornication, and they murdered people and they ate haram. Allah is speaking to them, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, my. Allah is referring to himself, attributing them to himself. Alladina asrafu, who has exceeded the bounds against themselves. Whatever guna and sin you have done, you've only caused harm to yourself. You haven't caused any harm to me. Allah said, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter what sins you have done, Allah has prepared. This ayat was revealed regarding Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, where he had murdered the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He had committed zina, he used to drink wine, he had made shirk. So he said, all those sins I have committed. And can Allah ever forgive me? Then this ayat of the Quran was revealed. Many different ayats were revealed, and this was the third ayat revealed. And Allah said, no, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives sins. Every single one, every sin of a person Allah will forgive. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah is most forgiving. And Allah is not only ghafur, Allah is rahim. After forgiving a person from all of his gunas and sins, Allah showers his mercy upon that person. In this world you forgive a person, you pardon a person, but finish. You'll send him out of jail, but you won't bestow him. Another says, I'll give him 5 filling stations, and I'll give you so many 10 shops, and I'll give you 3 houses. You don't ever get a president like that. But Allah is that being, that after forgiving you, Allah will shower his mercy upon you. But Allah said that you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, but you got chance now. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surrender yourself before the punishment will come to you people. Then you won't be helped. Then it's too late. Now you've got a chance. You've got an opportunity. So ask Allah for forgiveness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two groups on the day of Qiyamah. Those who belied the reality and those who accepted it. Those who did not believe it, they will be dragged towards Jahannam in different groups. Whatever company they kept in those groups they will go to, and they will be dragged to Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا. When they will come to it, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The doors were closed. The jail, the doors are closed. When you come there, suddenly it's open, you're thrown inside, and the doors are closed again. And the angels will say to them, didn't messengers come to you people, they read the Quran Sharif to you all, the ayats of Allah, they warned you people about this day? They say, yes, but what must we do now? It was written for us like this year. It will be said, enter Jahannam now. فَبِئْتَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. How evil is the place of those who have pride within themselves. Ulama say the main reason a person will enter Jahannam is that pride is kufr. And the reason of kufr and disbelief is because of pride. So Ya Allah mentioned sababu sabab, the cause of why they will end, the cause of entering Jahannam. They will enter Jahannam because of kufr. But what led them to kufr? Because of pride and arrogance. So how evil the quality of pride is, that where anyway it leads a person, Allah Ta'ala protects and save us. And then Allah says, those people who had taqwa, who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be taken to Jannah in also different groups, whatever groups and companies they kept in, but they will be taken with honor on conveyances. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا. When they will come to it, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Why is the doors already open from before? The mihman is coming to your house, the door is open, everyone is waiting outside to welcome that person. So the one wow, the top one, is no wow mentioned there. The door is not opened. When you come there, the door will be open and it will be flung inside. But yeah, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And now the doors will already be open, waiting for the guest and the mihman to come in the house. And he'll come, and what a welcome he will get. And the angels will say to him, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. Always you will live with peace now and safety. Tibutum, you have done very good in this world, you are pure. So enter into Jannah now forever and forever. So a person who lives a pure life, this is what Allah Ta'ala has kept for him. And they will say, Alhamdulillah. Waqeel Alhamdulillah. After Allah has made the decision, we understand that all praise is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a beautiful system he has given us. And just so open it, so easy for a person to understand. If a person doesn't want to accept, it is because of his own stubbornness. Then the next surah Allah Ta'ala is Suratul Ghafir or Surah Mu'min. So, Ghafir means the one who forgives. So in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that I am the one who forgives. No matter what sins you have done, as I mentioned in the surah before, but yeah, Allah mentions in much more detail. Allah is prepared to forgive. Allah has given the Quran Sharif, and the object of the Quran is to teach you how to ask Allah for forgiveness. So how can you turn back to Allah? Ghafir is Zambi wa Qabil is Tawb. Allah forgives sins even if you don't ask. Many times you do a certain action, Allah forgives your sin. You never even ask, and Allah forgives. So many of our sins are forgiven. A person walks to the masjid, he makes wudu. You don't even realize it, but Allah is forgiving sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. And when you make tawbah, Allah will definitely accept it. But on the other hand, Allah is شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ. He is very severe in punishment. So if Allah Ta'ala could punish, then there is no forgiveness. You can only forgive somebody if you got the ability of punishing. So Allah said, my punishment is very severe. So if I forgive, to a greater extent, we have to appreciate the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Somebody can't hit and say, I've forgiven you. You're a weak person. You got no value for it. But somebody is very strong and he's got full power over you and he say, I forgive you. And you say, that what a value it has got in your sight. So Allah said, I'm shadid al-iqab, I'm very severe in punishment. That is why Allah thereafter mentions that the kuffar and disbelievers, don't be deceived. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They're running around in the earth, going for holidays, going to these places, going to these countries, and they've got all of their movements in the world. Don't become deceived by these things. Look at the past nations. how they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them. And then Allah says that the people who make tawbah and turn to Allah ta'ala, they have got great value in the sight of Allah. So great that even the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huge creation of Allah, they're carrying it. They also are asked for forgiveness. They are making dua for the people of Iman. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They make istighfar and they ask Allah for forgiveness for the people of Iman. They say, Allah, these people have made tawbah. تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. They have made tawbah, they have turned to you. Ya Allah, you shower your rahmat and mercy upon them. So how valuable is a person who makes tawbah? That these special angels also, they are making dua for those people. And they are saying, oh Allah, enter them into Jannah. Oh Allah, protect them from sins. A person who is saved from sins, on that day, yeah, Allah's mercy will come upon him. Allah make us amongst those people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever sins any person is doing, Allah knows, he's fully aware of it. He wants to forgive. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows even the cheating of the eyes. When a person is walking around, normally his wife is standing next to him, then he's very careful. He mustn't look, because she's also very sharp. In particular, she'll pick up what he's looking at. But when his wife is not there, he's walking alone, then how a person, where and where a person looks, the khiyanat, the cheating of the eyes, Allah is fully aware of it. And then وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, what the heart is cooking, what is in the heart of a person. This ayat is actually a very beautiful ayat to save a person from badnazri, not looking at others, and from having evil thoughts and bad thoughts and fantasizing. If he keeps this ayat, يَعْلَمُ, Allah knows. Allah is fully aware exactly of the cheating of my eyes. And on the other hand, Allah is also fully aware of the sacrifice of the eyes which I am making. I'm not looking. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is watching and Allah hears everything. So when I'm not looking, Allah is looking. Allah knows my banna, what sacrifice and qurbani is making. He's not looking for my pleasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what reward Allah will give to a person. So don't only look at these ayat in a negative way, as Hakim Sahib used to say, look at it in a positive way. That Allah knows the qurbani and sacrifice. He said, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? He said, don't take it in a negative. Allah is watching you, Allah wants to punish you. Take it in a positive. Don't you know Allah is watching? Allah wants to reward you. Allah wants to, He's watching your qurbani and sacrifice. And Allah is going to give you so much for every small action of difficulty a person undergoes. That you want to look at that woman, you look down. The phone that pop-up came, he turned away from there. And Allah knows, Allah is fully aware of it. And Allah is going to reward a person. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that to seek forgiveness, there are different ways how you'll bring it. One is, the fear must come in your heart. Look at the past nations. Travel in the world and see how they were destroyed. Powerful, powerful nations. They should create the fear in a person. Tawbah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Fir'aun. He wasn't prepared to make tawbah. And because of that, he was destroyed. And here in a bit of detail, Allah mentions there was one believer, the family of Fir'aun. He was hiding his iman. He made tawbah. He was successful. And then in the court of Fir'aun, he tried to cover up for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He tried to give da'wah to Fir'aun and his people. And in a very long, his whole bayan is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and how he explained to them. But they were not prepared to accept Fir'aun and him. Actually, they made a mock of him. And they said, no, let's build a big palace or something so we can climb on top. And then we can see where Allah Ta'ala is and we can fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'udhu billah. When a person is not prepared to accept, make tawbah, then eventually his heart becomes so blinded that his heart becomes sealed eventually. And then our person doesn't want to see the truth at all. So Fir'aun had become like this, unfortunately. Even though at the end of his life, now when he saw the punishment, then Allah says, they also, he made tawbah at that time. He wanted to make tawbah. But then it's too late for a person. So a person shouldn't delay till that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person here who had made tawbah, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was from their family. Allah saved him from all of the evils. And Allah ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. So this is one way by which a person will create, he think about the past nations, how people were destroyed. So then he should start making tawbah. Another way when a person will make tawbah is when a person thinks of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's what and what bounties? So Allah has mentioned His bounties in the surah here, that how Allah has made the earth for you, Allah has made the skies, Allah has, what a form Allah has given you, has beautified your form, the food Allah has given to you every day. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That is Allah, your creator and sustainer. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. هُوَ الْحَيِّ. Allah is loving. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. There is no one like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person thinking of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah ta'ala will come in a person's heart. And when the love of Allah comes, then also a person will want to make tawbah. So this is another way of bringing a person to tawbah, when a person thinks of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third way which a person will get tawfiq of tawbah is if a person thinks of the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akhirat, in the year after in Jahannam, what punishments Allah has kept. Allah will say, enter into the fire of Jahannam, forever you will remain there, what evil place it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some of the punishments of the year after. So and how they will be dragged into Jahannam. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ. When the chains will be put around their necks, and the yokes around their necks, and all chains around their bodies, yushabun, and they will be dragged fil hamim in the boiling hot water, summa fil nar yusjarun, then they will be taken in the fire, and they will be flung into the fire, and they will be asked, where's all the partners you had besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when a person thinks about akhirat and the year after, then also a person, the fear will come into him, he'll make tawbah, he'll turn his attention to Allah. So three different ways Allah has mentioned in the surah, how a person can bring himself to make tawbah. One is through reading the stories of the people of the past who were destroyed. And one is reading about the present moment, thinking about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors of Allah ta'ala, and how Allah created us from non-existence when we came into existence, and eventually Allah will take our life away. And finally, to think about akhirat, the life of the year after, the punishments or the rewards. All of these three things, past, present and future, you think of any of them, it should create that the quality of tawbah in a person. Allah make us among those people. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one very great ibadat is, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, I will definitely answer your duas. I want to accept your duas, so you just make and call out to me. I will definitely accept you. Ulama say Allah accepts duas of a person in different ways. Sometimes Allah accepts the duas of a person immediately as you ask, you make dua, you get it straight away. Sometimes Allah gives you after some time, He wants you to continue making dua, so He doesn't give you immediately, but He delays for a short while, and after some while He gives you, so you cry more to Him. He gave you immediately, you stop making dua. So Allah gives it after some while. Third way Allah accepts duas is that Allah Ta'ala doesn't give you what you want, but Allah gives you something far better and superior. You ask for something, but Allah gives you something far better and superior than what you had asked for. The fourth way Allah accepts the duas is that a calamity was supposed to come in your life, one accident supposed to happen, some problem supposed to happen, someone supposed to end up in hospital, but you made this dua, so Allah Ta'ala removes the calamity from a person's life. And the fourth way Allah accepts a person's duas is Allah gives the reward in the year after. And when a person will come on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will see, these are the duas I accepted in the world, and these are the ones I kept for you in store in the year after. And when you will see the reward, you will say, oh Allah, why did you accept any of my duas in the world? All you should have kept for the year after. Such great rewards they are for the duas of a person. So a person should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors are open. If we are depriving ourselves by not making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, they don't only ask Allah ta'ala for the small things of the world. Ask Allah, no problem. But he said, ask Allah ta'ala for the great things. And even higher than Jannat is asking Allah ta'ala for Allah's love. He said, how many of us ask Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, I want your love. I want connection with you. I want your ma'rifat. I want your muhabbat. So this dua we should be making also. First dua we should be making is for connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. The Bengali rahmatullah used to make this dua quite a bit. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna. Oh Allah, you be ours and let us be yours. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak wa ja'alna. Make us only solely for you. So that, oh Allahumma in yas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to your love. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala for himself. And then the last surah which was recited last night is Surah Hamim Sajda. It's Surah Fussilat, also is called Fussilat, means something which is explained in great detail. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these signs in great detail, the Quran Sharif, a lot of signs Allah Ta'ala mentions here. And then there again Allah mentions, but there are some people who are not prepared to accept, and their hearts are closed and sealed. They're not prepared to accept. And the Nabi of Allah will come, what a clear sign. But they'll mock him and say, you are like a human being like us. We can't see any difference to you. So they're not prepared to accept. Allah says, look at the past nations, powerful people, Qawm Aad and Qawm Thamud. And they said, Man ashaddu minna quwa? Who is more stronger than us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you see that the Allah who created you is much more stronger than you? All your powerful buildings and whatever they had, Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed. That one wind came. And the wind is the weakest of Allah's creation. And the buildings are so powerful. Allah could have used water or fire, which is more powerful. But Allah used wind. From all the elements, wind is the weakest. But Allah used wind and He completely destroyed them to show their pride. You people are nothing at all. Big buildings, we destroyed that. Qawm Samud also, they had big mouths. They spoke quite a bit. So Allah sent a scream upon these people. And the scream was louder than their screams and their talks. So they were completely destroyed by means of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has got full control over you. So much so your skin also has got control. On the day of Qiyamah, the same skin which you are using will testify against you on the day of Qiyamah. So what control does a person have? And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, there's that group of people who got istiqamah, remain steadfast, and they are calling other people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. By calling others towards Allah, they remain steadfast themselves. The great reward is, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will come down and be coming down upon them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear. No fear for the future. Don't grieve for the past. And be happy with Jannat. which you were promised. Most of the ulama say the death refers to at the time of death, the angels come to you. Then when you go into the qabr, the grave, they come to you. And when you were resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, they will come to you. All of these times, they say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ. We were your friends and helpers in this worldly life and in the year after. And whatever desires you got now, you can fulfill them. However, other ulama, Mufti Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah, used to say that this is not only for the year after, it's for this worldly life also. That when a person says, Allah is my Rabb and sustainer, and he remains steadfast, he's particular, the angels come down to him. They come and inspire the heart of a person. They keep him steadfast on deen. Then people, no matter how much of people are against him, whatever the society will say, but the angels come and they encourage a person. He feels himself, I'm strong. I don't care of the lawmat alaim, what the people are saying. And he remains steadfast. This is because of the angels coming down and helping a person. And when a person calls others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, then you will get people who will be against you and they will say certain things. They will try to cause harm. Those who are causing harm, you repel them with in a good way, with good akhlaq and character. That person who had enmity with you, suddenly he'll become like a strong, good friend of yours, the best friend of yours he'll become. The enmity will come to an end. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. But only those who got the quality of sabr will be able to have this quality. Shaitan will come and try to poke now and tell you, no, let's fight with that person. Let's show him a point. Allah said, no, you fasta'iz billah, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Shaitan mustn't come and cause trouble. I will try to, with my akhlaq and character, win people over towards deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us among those people, inshallah.